Norma read for us from Paul's letter to the Corinthians and from the Gospel of Matthew, the story of John the Baptist in prison. For all of his courage and for all of his faith, John the Baptist found himself in the dark, waiting for his execution, chained up in a cell. And this after he had faithfully, all on his own, announced Jesus' arrival. Was this his reward? John sent what to me is a heartbreaking message from prison to Jesus. Tell me, are you the one that was to come? Are you the one that I have been waiting for? Or are we still waiting for someone else? But just two Sundays ago, we had read John's words to us. Look, it's the Son of God. And in those moments, John alone knew the truth. And in those moments, he wasn't letting any doubts prevent him from announcing that out loud and yelling it out. He wasn't letting the opposition from other people prevent him from pointing Jesus out, this unassuming man from Galilee, as the Messiah. He wasn't letting any of the questions prevent him from continuing to point to Jesus. But time has passed, and now John, alone in prison, has questions. If Jesus is the Messiah, why aren't things changing? If Jesus is truly Lord, why do bad things keep happening? Jesus, you gave me hope. I trusted you. I tried to do the best I could, but I just can't see it anymore. There are moments in life where it seems so clear that Jesus is with us, that God loves us, where it is obvious that knowing Jesus is a treasure. And then there are times when it feels like we are alone, in the dark, that maybe we've lost our way, or maybe we were mistaken all along. If Jesus is Lord, why are things going this way? Wasn't I faithful? Wasn't I doing what I was supposed to do? Did I get something wrong? Did I make a mistake? Why are things going this way now? I've lost all my hope. Maybe we feel like we are blind and unable to see Jesus. Maybe we feel like we are lame. We just can't find the energy or the hope to take another step in life. We're ready to give up. Maybe we feel like we are deaf. We just can't hear God speaking to us. Other people seem to, but we can't. Maybe we feel in need of healing. Maybe we feel like we are dead inside. How did John feel in the prison? Jesus sent John this message from Isaiah. Tell John what you are seeing. The blind are receiving their sight. The lame are walking. The lepers are being cleansed and healed. The deaf are being made to hear. The dead are being raised. And the poor are being given the richest treasure ever been given to humanity. Jesus was saying, I am the one you were waiting for. And Jesus is here today. Do you want to see? Do you want to hear? Do you want to be able to have the strength to keep walking to the end? Do you want to come to the day of resurrection? Jesus is here. Now, that doesn't mean that there's a guaranteed happy ending in this life, as the pastor and Dennis both mentioned in their prayer and their sermon. Things sometimes do not work out in the way that we would think a good and loving God would make things work out for people that he says he loves. John was brutally executed. As we know, his head was put on a platter and brought into the celebration of people. John didn't get to see people responding to Jesus. He died not knowing that people would respond or follow. He died not seeing the cross. He died not seeing the resurrection. All of his work, for all he knew, it came to nothing. And Jesus, in this passage that we read, commended John and said, "Do you know who you were listening to? There's a reason so many of you traveled out to hear him. You loved listening to him, didn't you? He was the greatest of the prophets." But in his cell, John didn't hear those words. He didn't hear Jesus' affirmation that he had been faithful and had been doing what was right. And how similar is that possibly to our lives? We wonder, are we doing the right thing? Are we making a difference? And we may die without knowing the answer, without being able to see that God was indeed at work through us. And who are we? John may have been the greatest of the prophets, but Jesus said John would be less than everyone who was a part of the kingdom. The treasures of Jesus Christ, born, crucified, died, resurrected, raised again to new life, ascended into heaven, returning one day, that treasure has been given to you, and you are greater than the prophets. But we may not get to see the fruit ourselves. And so Paul writes us through the Corinthian church, "You are servants of Jesus. You have been entrusted with knowing Jesus, God's purpose for all of creation. If you've been made a manager of this treasure, it's important that you be found faithful and trustworthy." In other words, there are going to be challenges. It may not be easy. It is important to be found faithful. But don't beat yourself up. Don't waste your time trying to be the judge, because there is a judge, Jesus Christ. And don't listen to the condemnation or the doubts of others, but obey Jesus. And in the end, it is Jesus who will come and judge us. So don't make judgments ahead of time. When Jesus comes, all of the motives of our heart, everything that happened in secret, alone, in the dark, will be brought out to light. And then God will give you praise. Amen. May we indeed be found to be faithful with the treasures that we have been given through Jesus Christ, who is here with us and every day. Amen.